Good day, everyone. This is Clyde Cleveland with Common Sense Revisited, and we're so happy to have you on the show today. Common Sense Revisited, the pamphlet that's creating a paradigm shift to liberty in the United States and the world, based on Common Sense by Thomas Paine. Common Sense by Thomas Paine created a paradigm shift from late January of 1776 to July of 1776, which led to the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Historians believe that without it, that would never have happened. This is what we need to do. 500,000 copies were sold in a country of less than 3 million people within a few months. Washington and Adams and Jefferson all credited Thomas Paine's Common Sense with articulating the freedom message so clearly and so powerfully to the people in the colonies that they were able to work together to understand what their power was, their indigenous power, which is what we call it in Common Sense Revisited, and differentiate that from the divine right of the kings and take back their freedom and create the United States of America, the country that has led the world in freedom for over 230 years. We need to create an army, ladies and gentlemen. We can't just have a few hundred thousand people that understand the liberty message. We need millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions to defeat those who control our country and our world at this point in time. So help us get the message out. One thing we've been doing on this show is we've been interviewing the candidates, the liberty candidates from around the country. We've interviewed Jake Towne from Pennsylvania, Adam Kokesh from New Mexico, Michael Visofsky from South Carolina, Joe Seehusen from Maryland. Michael Visofsky told me the other day, Dr. Michael Visofsky, running for U.S. Congress from South Carolina, he orders 150 copies of Common Sense Revisited at a time, puts them in his doctor's office, they disappear within a few weeks, and he orders more. When people ask him what his campaign is all about, what his platform is all about, he hands him a copy of Common Sense Revisited and says, read this, folks. This is what my platform is. So get the message out. Help us. We can't do it without you. We need you to go to commonsenserevisited.com today. If you haven't read it yet, read it. You can read it online. Download the hard copy right there and read it for free. Order copies in bulk. You can order for $1 a copy if you order in bulk. We now have an audio of the book. You can order the CD format of the book. You can order it in MP3 format. We've done everything we can to get this message out. Ron Paul liked this pamphlet so much. It's the only other book or video that he promotes on the Campaign for Liberty site other than his own book. So it's really powerful. Help us create this paradigm shift because we need to get people like these elected. Now, we have today one of the 8 people featured on the Spirit of the Founders video, which I hope you've all seen. If not, just go to Google Spirit of the Founders, or go to YouTube and search Spirit of the Founders. You will see a 6-minute video which will blow your mind. It's so inspiring, very professionally done. And one of the 8 people that it features is a candidate for U.S. Congress by the name of Paul Lambert from Alabama, and that is going to be our guest today. We're very, very excited to have Mr. Lambert on. Paul, are you with us now?
I am with you, sir.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
It is a pleasure to be here. I'm very excited to be having the opportunity to chatting with you today and hopefully getting to talk with some other people that are listening as well.
Absolutely, and that's good. I'm glad you mentioned that, Paul. We'll give the number out right now. For anybody that wants to call while this interview is going on today, the phone number is 800-313-9443. You can call in anytime. We'll try to get all the calls that come in. And now we got a break here. So when we get back, we're going to go deeply into the issues with Mr. Lambert, and we're going to have a great interview. So we'll see you in just a couple minutes. Thanks for joining us today. Don't go away.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Clyde Cleveland with Common Sense Revisited, and today we have Paul Lambert from Alabama, candidate for U.S. Congress. And Paul, I just noted, I was just going through your website, and I noticed that you're running as a Republican against a Republican candidate who is actually the current congressman.
Yes.
So you're running against an incumbent, and I noticed that the Democrats don't even bother to run anybody in this district.
No,
is that correct?
They have not ran a candidate I might be wrong here, but I'm remembering it to be in the last three congressional races, there has not been a serious contender from the Democratic side, and it may have been the last four elections. That this fellow's been in a long, long time.
Yeah. Well, it's very interesting because, you know, I have to use this very strong language here, but I consider anyone who voted for the TARP bill a traitor to this country.
You're absolutely right.
And I noticed that, you know, in Iowa here, our Senator Grassley voted for it, which I would like to see somebody unseat him for that. I mean, I don't care what else he's done his entire life. Anyone who voted for that bailout bill is working for the people that are trying to enslave all of us. And it was very clear. There was never, I think in our lifetime, I'm almost 60, I'll be 60 in a few weeks. In my lifetime, I can't remember when there was a clear example of the government going against the will of the people with that TARP bill.
You are hitting the nail on the head there. The TARP bill when if you look at the essence of what it is, it's basically those folks that rammed this thing through. And I fault also, you know, the president of the United States who was sitting at the time. Because, you know, he's the last stopgap, you know.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to sign a bill. No one forces him to do it. So
This was totally bipartisan effort.
Oh, I know. I know. There was no question, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It was basically everybody in Washington, D.C. saying, okay, folks, back at home, we don't care what you think. And we're going to go ahead and we're just going to do this thing because, in my opinion, there are motives beyond even that which we'll ever know, probably. I don't think some of the motives will ever be brought to light. But in reality, they made the decision that regardless of what the constituency at home wanted, this was how it was going to be. And that's exactly what they did.
Well, you know, Paul, the closest to the light that the motives have come is in the Bill Moyers interview with Black, Mr. Black. And Black was the one. It was a 20-minute interview. You can just go to YouTube, and anybody can go to it. And I've talked about this on the show before, and search for the I think his name is William Black interview. Black interview with Moyers. If you do Black interview with Moyers YouTube, you're going to find it. And it is the most powerful thing because basically what he does, and he voted for Obama, but he clearly shows in there, and this is the guy, Black is the guy that was in charge of the savings and loan scandal, the regulating and the prosecution of the Keating Five. He was the main lead guy. And what he basically says in here, pretty clearly, is that these politicians had to try to prop up this whole scam. What the bailouts have all been is keeping this thing from really unwinding completely because it would show how complicit all of these politicians have been in this whole financial scandal.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so it really is a very good interview. I highly recommend it to people who just can't believe how evil and corrupt our politicians are in Washington, D.C., in both parties. That 20-minute interview is extremely enlightening. And even though he's a Democrat, he lets it be known that Obama is doing the same thing, that Clinton and Summers and his people were eviscerated the government's regulations on you know, all the scandalous financing and the relationship between the government and these financial institutions in terms of campaign contributions. Basically, what we did was we allowed our money to be used by these politicians to bail out the biggest contributors to their campaigns.
You got it right. And the funniest thing is when you tell people that, this is the one response that I get from a lot of people. No, that's the biggest response I get. And to which I have to reply, yes. And the funny thing is, all of the information to back up what you've just said and what I just agreed with you about are available right there. You can get it. It's public record. Because every person running for office has to list where money comes from. And if you actually get on and follow this trail, it will blow your mind about how much money from these troubled financial institutions went to candidates' campaign war chests.
It goes even deeper than that.
It's way deeper.
Yeah. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac is where it all kind of centers around.
Those are just
big pots of money for politicians.
Absolutely. And they will throw money at every politician imaginable and had been. And again, when it came time to call in the favors, well, they had no problem at all voting right that tarp right through. And of course, and now look at what we've got. Trillions of dollars in debt that our children's children aren't going to be able to pay for.
Right. And Barney Frank was one of the biggest violators and one of the biggest ones to gain from Freddie Mae and Freddie Mac. And you know, he's sitting on that audit, the Fed bill by Ron Paul and his committee. And see, that's the thing. I mean, these guys are going to do whatever they can to keep the truth from coming out. But I really believe that the truth is going to rise to the top here and it's going to come out and there's going to be a fresh wave of people like you coming into office. And we need to do whatever we can I believe, and I hope everybody here listens to me on this. We got to support people like you. I've run for office before. I know what it takes. It's hard work. It's a strain on your family. I know you know this. And
absolutely. The family, people forget that whenever the politician is out there talking up, you know, their campaign, right, and sharing the ideals and the things they believe in, there's a family that is supporting them behind, that stands behind there, not in the spotlight, but they are the most critical piece of the puzzle to the success or failure of a campaign. And if no one realizes that, I hope the people listening today will begin to appreciate that fact, that it's not just that one person who's up there at the podium speaking. It's the family that's there beside him every step of the way, having to sacrifice their time, sacrifice their resources to ensure that this goal, this dream, whatever it may be, is brought to fruition. And my family is no exception to that rule. They have plugged in 100%. And
did I read it right on your website? You have 10 children?
I have 10 children. And I'll go ahead and get the questions out of the way. Every time people find out how many children my wife and I have, I'll go ahead and give you the three questions in order. Are you Catholic? No, I'm not. Are you Mormon? No, I'm not. And are you crazy? No, I'm not. Basically, we believe that children are a blessing from God, and we want to be a recipient of as much blessing as He's willing to give us.
Well, let me tell you, if I had one thing to do over, I would have way more than the four children we already have, wonderful children we already have.
Amazing. Children are incredible.
Yeah,
incredible,
absolutely. Blessings. Absolutely. And so let's switch topics here for just a second. Well, first of all, let's tell everybody right now what your website. I want to tell them that often.
My website is real easy to find. It's www.votelambert.org. And that my platform's there. You can read all about it. You can learn more about me and those kinds of things and where I stand on the issues. Votelambert.org.
All right. Go there today, people. Everybody, send out, do this for me. If you're listening to this show, send out at least 100 emails today to all your friends and all your relatives, and ask them to give at least $5 or $10, whatever they can give, to Paul Lambert's campaign, so he can beat this guy, this Republican traitor who voted for the bailout, and get in there and get a Freedom Liberty candidate into office in Alabama right now to help Ron Paul and the few other people in the Congress that are actually fighting for liberty. VoteLambert.org. Let's switch to health care, Paul. I know you had some good things to say about health care. Tell us what your perspective is on this whole health care debate.
Well, the first thing we need to clarify is terminology, and I try to clarify this with people as soon as the topic comes up. And I want people to understand the health care system in the United States is unsurpassed and second to none. There is nothing about our health care system that I would believe needs any kind of serious reform. In other words, if I'm sick and I go to the doctor is able to help me. Great. We don't have a problem with health care, the system itself. What really comes down to it is people are believing that they have some inherent God-given right to get free health care. And I don't really understand why we think we can do that when we can't walk onto a car lot and say, hey, I would like a free car, or walk into a restaurant and say, hey, I would like a free meal. If you want something, it's going to cost money. There's no such thing as a free lunch, right? You with me there?
Well, there's no such thing as a right when it involves a confiscation
of
other
people's resources.
Money. Yeah, exactly.
That's right. So that's the thing I was wanting to get across.
And that's what the left doesn't understand. So they somehow think because health care is related to life that somehow the government has a right. They have a right to the government paying for health care for them. But somehow they miss the fact that the government doesn't make the money. The government confiscates
sure don't.
Money. They can print money, but it's still confiscating money from us.
Well, but anyone who understands true economics, first off, knows that if money exists, it exists because of a debt that was created. And so money represents debt in our current financial structure as we exist as a nation.
As it
I don't want to get off on that rabbit trail. Let's stick with healthcare for a second. The healthcare issue at hand.
I tell you what, we're getting music for a break right now.
Go ahead.
Paul, so So let's go ahead with the break, and we'll pick right back up on healthcare as soon as we return.
Good enough.
Don't go away, everybody. Don't go away.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This has been Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supply are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Thanks for rejoining us, everyone. This is Clyde Cleveland with Mr. Paul Lambert from Alabama, running for U.S. Congress as a Republican against the Republican incumbent in Alabama, who voted for the bailout funds. We were just discussing health care, and we are in full agreement here among the two of us, and I'm sure everybody listening to us today, that health care is not a right. Free health care is not a right. So what would you do? What would you do to fix this problem? And how do you explain it to people in a way that, you know, can clarify and make people understand what this debate is really all about?
Well, even before we can get to talking about what the debate is really all about, we have to make sure that people understand that the healthcare, like I said, the healthcare system in and of itself, if I'm injured, I can go and receive treatment, and
right.
It is second to none. And,
right.
And I always try to make sure that people understand that. But the second thing then I try to bring home to people is that the federal government, when you get right down to it, doesn't have the constitutional authority to be even involved in such discussions in the first place. And a lot of people don't seem to understand that. And then I have to point to the Constitution very quickly and go through Article 1, Section 8, and where the specific enumerated powers of Congress are listed.
Right.
And I say, look, this is what Congress can do. And then I show them Article 1, Section 10, and I say, look, this is what the states can't do. And then I show them the 10th Amendment, and I say, okay, anything that the states aren't prohibited from doing, and anything that Congress isn't allowed to do, the states can do. So I said, let's be real for a moment.
Right.
If people really were in an uproar about the health care system, then they have every authority at the state level to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't the states doing something about it? And more importantly, the states that, quote, have tried to institute some form of socialization to their medical system have met with disaster.
Yeah, Massachusetts is a good example.
Yeah, that's a great example. So when I lay this information out in front of them, then we get to the real meat of the matter, if you will. Healthcare is really a two-layer issue. There are prevention issues, and then there are correcting accidents or disease. The prevention avenue is where a great number of medical costs could be cut significantly if we would just get people thinking about the prevention side of medicine. One of the things that intrigues me the most, I think, out of every issue of prevention is that if you look at some insurance policies, prevention items are not covered as completely as the fix-it end of things are.
There are
some immunizations that aren't covered and those kinds of things, which I find kind of fascinating, because a prevention, if we were to really focus more on the prevention side, we wouldn't have as many on the other side, what I call the fix-it side, in the first place.
A great
amount of health care costs could be removed there.
I guess one thing we could do there is just increase the accounts, the tax advantage accounts, the health savings accounts. I mean, that's what I use. I mean, we use that for chiropractic. We use that for massage. We use that for physical therapy. We use that for all kinds of preventative medicine type things. And, what I'd say is make that a tax credit instead of just a tax write-off and increase it.
Sure.
We go a long way towards solving our problems.
Absolutely. Now, there are those cases where, and I had the opportunity to actually attend one of the healthcare town hall meetings that were taking place across the country where, when the Congress went into their little recess, they all came home to pitch their particular stand on the health care crisis. And, I will give props to the current representative from my district. He is opposed to the health care plan, but he is also representing the most Republican district in the country almost, where 90%+ of the voters vote Republican. And it's obvious this is the health care reform is obviously something that the Republican Party is not interested in, especially in Alabama. So his whole thing was to come and say, yep, I'm not voting for it. I'm opposed to it. And that was about the end of it. There were a few people who spoke up about it. And one person who was talking about being for health care reform actually mentioned that small percentage of catastrophic cases where someone comes down with some horrific disease like cancer, it uses up their $1 million rider on their policy, they're out of money, but they make too much money for Medicare to pay, and there are those cases, and that is one issue that is going to take some serious head scratching from, I think, everybody concerned. But one of the things that I found of note and specifically of merit to go with on that is that when those instances occur, when they take place, we could, in the tax system alone, work out manners at the state level where those kinds of people could receive the help that they need.
At the state level, though.
Right, at the state level.
Right.
The reason I want the federal government to stay out of health care as much as they can, I mean, they're already kind of involved with, like, the FDA and whatnot, but the reason I want the federal government to stay out of the arena completely is because I've already seen examples that they've put forth in other areas where they just really haven't been up to the task. My grandfather served honorably in World War II. And because of injuries that he sustained in combat, he would have to frequent a veterans hospital from time to time. Right. And I am not questioning or belittling the doctors or nurses that serve there, but the system in and of itself, because of the bureaucracy that, that the federal government brings with it, made that place an abysmal nightmare.
Oh, I know. Same with my dad, who was a World War II vet, and I was in there a lot with him. I know what you're talking about. We're getting music for our break again,
sure.
Paul. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes. Stay with us, everybody. Don't go away. We'll be back in just a couple.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-790-6293. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 1-800-790-6293. That's 1-800-790-6293.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back to Common Sense Revisited with host, that's me, Clyde Cleveland, and our guest, Paul Lambert, candidate for U.S. Congress from Alabama. Paul has just laid out very, very well, in a very articulate manner, the fact that the whole healthcare debate, really what nobody seems to mention, is that the federal government really doesn't have any constitutional role in the area whatsoever. It's not in the enumerated powers. It has no authority whatsoever. It's really a role for the states and or the people, as it says in the 10th Amendment. It's not in the enumerated powers. There's really no justification whatsoever for the federal government to be involved. I would assume, Paul, that you would also agree that one of the remedies to our current health care woes would be to eliminate the federal government's involvement that it already has in Medicaid, FDA, et cetera. Would you agree
Absolutely.
With that?
Absolutely
yeah.
would.
Yeah.
There are so many inefficiencies coupled with their again lack of constitutional jurisdiction that just sort of it amazes and boggles the mind of just how conditioned we've become to accepting federal government intervention in areas that even just slightly over a century ago we would have been taken aback by.
Yeah.
And I'm overwhelmed with the fact that people somehow think that the federal government should just be knee deep in this thing.
Well, you
and,
know, that's
not.
And Paul, that's, you know, the area that I really dwell in. I think about all the time and have for years, and that writing Common Sense Revisited was to try to create a paradigm shift in the people's thinking so that they understood and appreciated what the founders were trying to do, because really, you know, the answer to that, you know, it's really not mind-blowing when you take into consideration that nobody understands or is educated about the Constitution in the schools, and what they hear in the media is completely foreign
well,
to constitutional principle. Yeah.
If we look at what the news media reports, and if we look at what's being taught in what you call your typical academia, there's no real thought being required anymore. You know, to what's been called playing to the lowest common denominator. Most textbooks have to be written at a grade level that is usually 3 to 4 to 5 years younger than the
yeah.
student who's going to be reading it. There's
right.
no real meat that can be put in there because with the political correctness that has to also be instilled,
right.
and what I call indoctrination, I guess the easiest way to call it would be, just indoctrination material. We'll just leave it at that.
And, well, yeah, and I mean, and also the presidents that are, considered the heroes are the ones that completely ignored the Constitution and expanded
yes.
the power of the presidency and the federal government. And those who are bashed by the textbooks are those that actually attempted to follow the Constitution and limit the power of the federal government.
Yes.
So it's really completely backwards.
Well, one of the prime examples real quick that I find of that would be like Abraham Lincoln, who suspended
right.
habeas corpus, and he doesn't
right.
have the constitutional authority to do that either, but he's regarded as a great president. But he violated one of the most sacred portions of our supreme law. He overstepped a bound that only Congress had. You know,
well,
took it from
there were several things.
Oh, there were several.
I think one of the most amazing things is that probably not one in a million Americans, until the Gangs of New York movie came out, had any inkling whatsoever that, you know, Lincoln, the federal government under Lincoln, massacred 6,000 citizens.
Yep.
In the race riots in New York City, actually bombed the city from ships in the harbor, as well as just gunning people down in the streets with troops.
It's a scary proposition that those types of those pieces of information rather aren't brought to light more often, so that truth can permeate. But that's what we're talking about today, isn't it? Getting the truth out there and letting people.
Well, it's getting the truth
the
out. Exactly. I mean, we you know, you look at the propaganda about 9/11 that you hear over and over and over again in all the major media, and 3,000 people died in that, and the 6,000 that were massacred by our federal government in 1864, I believe it was. You never hear about. And you know, there's things like that that just, that's why I don't know if you've read them or not. Have you read Richard Mayberry's books? Whatever happened to Penny Candy? And
yes, I have. In fact, our children have some of those. One of the favorites, of course, is the Penny Candy book because you know it's hard to quantify to a child why they, when we see old movies and we see things like a gallon of gas for 15 cents, and they're trying to understand why a gallon of gas now is almost $3.
Right.
You're able to kind of quantify that for them by going through those books, and they're very well read. We love them.
I believe that series of books, I think there's 11 or 12 books in the series, the Uncle Eric series, Whatever Happened to Penny Candy is the second one, is one of the best educational materials that we can possibly share with people who we need to try to wake up and enlighten about our country.
Yes.
The World War I, the rest of the story, World War II, the rest of the story, and the Thousand Year War, Those three books are amazing. You know, like, for example, did you read that, the World War One yet?
I have not read that one.
Okay. That'll blow your mind. You know, in the Spanish-American War, this is when our whole manifest destiny started to take over, where our federal government and our country decided that, you know, we should be able to start taking over other countries and forcing our views on other countries through military action.
The Spanish-American Empire.
Our Age of Empire began in the Spanish-American War. The roots of World War One, World War Two were really the Spanish-American War. That in the Philippines, when we took over the Philippines, our troops massacred over 200,000 indigenous people in the Philippines. That's a fact.
I completely believe that.
It's just amazing. I never knew that. I mean, I'm a pretty good student of history. I never knew that until I read that book. I mean, these are amazing things that the people need to understand. The difference between America, and the American people, and the difference between them and our government, and the things that our government has done, with force. In order to expand the people who control our government's power. And that's the difference. I mean, I love this country. I love the people of this country. And I love liberty. But that's what this country is really all about, is freedom and liberty. It's not about the actions of our government.
No, and our government should be our pawn. And instead, it has made us its pawn.
Exactly.
It's
beautifully
down.
Put.
It's
beautifully
an upside
put.
Down world. That we
absolutely,
have now.
Absolutely. They flipped, as I say in Common Sense Revisited, they flipped the power pyramid upside down.
Yeah.
And you know, but look, if you were a central banker, let's say your name was Rothschild, Paul, and okay. and you decided that you figured out how to take over a government, which, you know, that is what the original Rothschild did in the 1700s. You figured out how to become the central banker for a government and basically take over that government. Well, if you own the government, what do you want the government to do? Be big and powerful or little and small?
It's got to be big and powerful. That's how I make the money.
That's how you become more powerful. You control that mechanism, so obviously you want it to become bigger. So really, when you understand who owns this whole thing and who runs it, then it's but then that's conspiracy theory. But guess what, Paul? I had the great advantage of being actually in the room in Jekyll Island at the hotel there, at the resort, where those people who created the Federal Reserve actually met. And that was just a few months ago. I was invited there by Bob Schultz of We the People to come and with a group of other constitutionalists and talk about how we can put our country back in tune with the Constitution. And on the mantle there, on the mantle is a picture in the room where these people met, with Paul Warburg's picture and Frank Vanderlip and Nelson Aldrich and Benjamin Strong and the two or three others that were there and created the Federal Reserve. I mean, it's well known. To actually be in that room, it blows away all the talk about it being a theory. It's not a theory. It's a fact. Those people met in that room and created the Federal Reserve in secret in 1910.
And it remains in secret to this day.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Everyone in America should go and sit in that room and see the pictures of those people and read the story, because it's right there. And it says the Federal Reserve was created here in 1910 by these individuals who met in secret. So, you know, it's not a theory. It's actually happened. And really, just about everything that we have problems with today can go back to that meeting in that room, because the money and the power behind the growth of government comes from that consortium of central bankers and everyone else that they control.
Well, I think I alluded to that a little earlier, where I was talking about the Federal Reserve.
Yes, you did.
I think about money exists because debt exists, and debt, in their eyes, debt is a great thing.
Sure.
Because that is the source of A, their power, and power is always an opiate to those who have it and can wield it.
Yes.
And yep. because they have that power, there is great amounts of things that they can accomplish to their own ends. You know, I don't want to be one of those folks who come off sounding all conspiracy theory type, but the reality remains there was a group of individuals who did meet, and as a result yep. of that meeting, the Federal Reserve came into being. That's not yes. that's not conspiracy. That's a fact of history. But it is
right.
it is unfortunate that people don't understand that the thing about the Federal Reserve is that it's really the ultimate oxymoron in many ways, because there's nothing federal about it, and there's
Correct.
Really there's really no reserve. It's just sort of the idea of
yeah.
money.
Yeah. You know, I love that. That was very good. The ultimate oxymoron, the Federal Reserve.
There's nothing about it that is federal, nor is it a reserve. And when you try to lay it out for people, again, the first reaction is no, and you have to go yes. And
yeah.
let's explain how it works. And when you do, all of a sudden their eyes are opened up, but then they're confused and bewildered, because these folks that you've opened, you know, their eyes up to these things suddenly have a whole lifetime of unlearning to do. And then they're like, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, read. Go find real books and read for yourself.
It's sort of like the guy in the Matrix who, you know, understands he's part of the freedom people and, you know, part of the team, and then he just can't take it anymore, and he wants to take the other pill so he can go back.
He can go back.
He wants to go back and just be ignorant.
There is a bliss to ignorance, you know, because I'm going to be honest with you. Before I got involved, you know, in learning about these things and got that passion ignited, I was okay. I now have to deal with the fact that I know these things, and it's just frustrating when you hear people still reciting that mantra they've been told their entire lives, that the government can take care of you, you know, cradle to grave. And then in the era of Clinton, it went from cradle to being womb to the tomb was the whole, you know, was the overreaching scope of what healthcare was to be when it came up, you know, that time in the Clinton era. And it was shot down then, but it's like there has been a completely new surge of let's make the government bigger and let's make the government more powerful because it can give us everything we want. But they forget the other half of the famous saying that a government that's big enough to give you everything you want is big enough to take away everything you have.
And
that includes not only your material possessions, but your dignity and your rights.
Yeah.
And a lot of people forget that. They forget the other half of that equation, and they're so busy trying to empower the government to give them all their wants that they forget that they really can lose everything.
I don't know how many audiences you've talked to of young people yet, Paul, in your campaign, but what I find is giving me the most hope and the most optimism is when I talk to young people. When I've gone to events of young people where Ron Paul was, that the young people are responding to the message of freedom in a very, very powerful way.
I would agree with you. I've got a lot of folks, especially high school, college age, who when I've spoken, they have just gone absolutely bonkers, like, how come no one is telling us this?
Right.
How come they're not telling us these things? And that is an encouragement in many ways, because like I was told by a veteran of Vietnam, I gave a speech back on July 4th that was not received well from what we'll call mainstream neoconservatives regarding my stance on our illegal occupation of Iraq and Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And I said there are constitutional ways we should be executing this, and we're not right now, so we're wrong. You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
And they didn't receive that very well. But there was a fellow who was a veteran from the Vietnam conflict who came up to me afterward. And he said, sir, I have hope for the future that this generation knows the truth. And if you'll just keep telling everybody, we'll be all right. And that encouraged me, because I was younger than he. I'm a Gen Xer, if you will. I was born in 1970, so I am just knocking on 40's door. But, you know, he was from the generation prior to me, and to get those words of encouragement from him meant a lot to me. But then, as I walk away from that fella, I'm going up a little walkway to head back to my little booth where I was doing my campaigning. These two fellows who just came back from Iraq came up to me and said, you're absolutely right. One of them saluted me and said, I want to call you congressman. You know, it's that kind of excitement that I'm seeing when you tell the truth. And
yes.
That's very encouraging. It's
I invite everyone to listen to go to Republic Broadcasting Network website and listen to Adam Kokesh's interview that I did with him a few months ago. If you have any question about what most of the veterans in Iraq think about that war and what our role is there, because Adam went there with a very patriotic, quote, patriotic view of, you know, that they were there to bring freedom to these people and that type of thing. And he quickly, very quickly realized that that wasn't why we were there.
No, not a bit. That's not why we were there.
Yeah.
And I listened to, I was actually at a live event with Adam Kokesh back last, it was the previous July. It was the March on Washington where Ron Paul spoke and Chuck Baldwin spoke and Kokesh was among the speakers. And his presentation, his speech, I'm going to tell you what, if that didn't make you do a gut check when he was through talking about America's position and why we're over there and what we're really doing, you probably weren't conscious because everybody
alive.
Awake that are alive because everybody who heard him speak that day knew for a fact, hey, this man was a patriot, still is a patriot. He believes in the what I call the foundational principles that the founders gave us when this republic was formed. He supports those things, and this man has faced death. He has seen the battlefield. He knows what's going on there. He knows why we are really there now, and it has nothing whatsoever to do with, quote, liberating a nation or, quote, spreading democracy. That's not at all what it's about. It's a much more insane agenda than I think most people realize.
If you believe that, then you also would believe that our foreign aid is about promoting peace and freedom.
Right.
Which is exactly the opposite of what it really is.
That's exactly right.
We got one more session after this break, Paul, so don't go away. And people listening, please stay with us and go to this website, VoteLambert.org. That's VoteLambert.org. We'll see you in just a couple minutes. Don't go away.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is our last segment today of the show, Common Sense Revisited. My name is Clyde Cleveland, the host, and we have with us Paul Lambert, who is a U.S. congressional candidate from Alabama. And Paul, just before we end the show today, I'm just have a couple announcements, and I'm going to give you the rest of the time to tie things up. We do have, following this show, my good friend Michael McKay, his show, which is Free Market Radio from Behind the Lines of Socialism. Michael McKay's mission in life is to obliterate the claim from the left that all of our problems in this country are because of the free market, and no one does it better than Michael, who is one of 50 economists in the country, in the world, 50 economists in the country, in the world, recently invited to Turkey at an Austrian economics summit there. Brilliant man, great guests, so please stay tuned for his show as soon as we're done here. What I am going to suggest to everyone who's listening today is to go to votelambert.org immediately when this show is over and donate whatever you can and send that website, that link to that website out to as many people as you can. What I'm going to do, Paul, is I'm going to first donate 100 copies of Common Sense Revisited to your campaign for you to give out to people. And then I'm going to go, the next thing I'm going to do is go to your website, and I'm going to donate $50 myself. And then I'm going to go and I'm going to have Elia, who runs Common Sense Revisited, send an email to our 7,000 plus email list urging everyone to support your campaign and to go to this link that we just had today, this and listen to this interview and send it to everyone they know. So hopefully we can get something kick-started here and get things rolling in any way that we can for your campaign and help you defeat this Republican incumbent who voted for the bailouts. It's just a traitorous act. Anybody who voted for those bailouts, in my mind, is a traitor to this country. So we got to get you in there. So the rest of the, I think you got about 2 or 3 minutes. Just tell people from your heart, what you believe you can do and what you will do as congressman when you become congressman in this country.
I'll give you the quickest pitch I can. I want everybody to know that I am first and foremost always going to be 100% compliant to the Constitution of the United States of America. And if a piece of legislation comes before me that I didn't author, I'm going to ask myself the questions. First, is this thing constitutional? Does it cost the American people any more money than they are already having taken from them? Is it absolutely necessary? And if I can't answer in good conscience that it is constitutional, that it won't cost more, and that it is absolutely necessary and meets the enumerated powers that Congress has, that's the only way it's going to clear my desk with an approval vote to the yes. Anything that doesn't pass any of those elements will not. It will get a no vote from me, and I will not only vote against it, I will try to be the unofficial whip that will whip people into not voting for it as well, because that we need someone to stand in the gap against legislation that is not first and foremost compliant with our Constitution. Second, I will always be a voice of reason in any manner possible, because I believe that we are a nation of laws. We are not a nation of news bites and sound clips. The entire story must be told. Bills must be read from beginning to end. Bills must be understood before they're voted on. And my first and foremost objective is to get people to read the bills before they vote on them and to introduce legislation to that fact, or co-sponsor legislation if it comes ahead before I can. These are things that mean things to me. The Constitution, again, like I said, is our guideline. It's our path. It's our direction. And anyone who veers off from it is derelict of their duty. And we need to make sure that these people understand that.
Music to our ears. Music to our ears. Thank you so much, Paul, for being with us. And we'll have you back on again. And people, everyone listening to this show today, please support Mr. Lambert in Alabama for U.S. Congress. Thanks so much for being with us today.
It was an absolute pleasure, Clyde.
Have a great day. Enjoy those 10 kids.
With recent international flight